He is teaching us our namaz, how to perform our namazes correctly. But still we noticed almost, not 100%, almost everyone, we are not standing with our legs 4 fingers apart. Our legs are still facing east and west. So please pay attention to this. Okay? That we have to have our legs also facing the Qibla. That is also important, and 4 fingers apart. And also when raising our hands, even like in Witr namaz, when you have to for the 3rd rakat. And I don't know what is the masala according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi about raising the hands, but raising the hands is to be till here. Don't do this only. Just a little bit you raise your hand. But bring it up till the lobes, and your palms will be facing Qibla. And your fingers, whether they open or close, just natural, whatever it is. But like this, you're facing Qibla. So try and keep that also in mind, inshallah. And then, this also has been brought to my notice, that this happens even in our homes commonly. And here in the madrasa also, which we have to take care about, that photos today, pictures, are so common on any product, like the cereals, the boxes. They also got a picture on there. Almost many, many other things. And we don't take notice of it. But this is also stopping the malaika to come. And in our classrooms also, the boxes we got or something, if there's any photo, any picture there, whether it's of man or woman, a child, whatever, take a pen and scratch it out. Or a marker. That's even better. Or if you want to, you just buy these stickers, labels, and you just paste it over the eyes. Because it's clearly in the hadith, that one hadith, for example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was promised by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that I'll come and meet you at a certain time. In one hadith it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the stick that was in his hand, walking stick, he threw it down. And he said that Allah and Allah's messengers, that means Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, don't go against their promises. He said he'll come. How come he hasn't come? One is that he found that there was a puppy that came in the house, which was under the bed of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where did this puppy come from? She said, I don't know. It has come, when it has come, how it has come. So he ordered it must be taken out. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you promised you'll come that time. He said, we malaika do not enter a home, a place where there are either dogs or photos. So even if there are photos, then the malaika don't come there. And these are the malaika who make dua for us, who encourage us to do good. So we are very much in need of the malaika. Whether we are going on a journey, we need the company of these malaika. Whether we are during the day in the classrooms, one side hadith sharif, one side on the telephone, what things are going on. So, and this is a very serious thing, when these two things mix like this. For example, in many of our homes, perhaps, a lot of people's homes, Muslim people, we have the TV, and what pictures come on the TV, and just above the TV, we have Ayatul Kursi written beautifully in gold, or Asma'ul Husna, or any other thing. So this mixing of these two things, that is very dangerous. So we got hadith kitabs, other kitabs, Quran Sharif, Tarjuma of Quran Sharif, and together with that, we got the pictures also. This is very, very dangerous and very harmful. So please try and take notice of this, whether it is in the classrooms, whether it is in the boarding rooms, where at home also, because if malaika don't come, then it's quite a serious matter. And if you try and always, money also, today unfortunately, some currencies still don't have photos on it, only on one side. Our currency now got the photos on both sides. So try and keep it covered. Wherever you put it, don't leave it open. And any other, like we have our passports, we have our IDs, for example. There are photos, pictures, but cover it. Put it away one side. Don't let it be displayed. In Fazail-e-Amal, In Fazail-e Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that on 27th night, the Laylatul Qadr, not 27th night, Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salam with the Malaika enter every Muslim home where they find somebody making ibadah. Then Hazrat has written there, but for certain reasons they don't enter. One is, if one member of the family had displayed a photo, and today it is so common displaying of photos, whether we even hang up photos, on our key rings people got photos, we hang them up, or under dressing table glass, we got photos, or we got photo albums which we are displaying, all this we should try and get rid of completely. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Ahmed Barakatu, explained that one person, and from what I understood was here in South Africa, who should get regular ziyarat, he should see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. So he saw that one particular night that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came till his gate and went away. Three times this happened. Then when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came again, he said that the chappis, what we eat, and the chappis what children eat, and on the wrapper of it, there are little sayings there, and there are little pictures on there. So he says, you didn't burn that out. That's why I can't enter a house in which there are pictures. Many of us, we would like to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams, but we got all these things, then how will Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam come? So please be careful about this also. And another point also, that is a wasala, you people know it also well, that don't run for namaz. When we are seeing, we will just make a rakat. If we are late, then students are running for to get that rakat. We have been told not to run. You can walk a bit fast, but don't run. Don't let it be a scene which is not befitting for a person. That a person is running, and there's a lot of wisdom, ulama have explained, you can fall, you can get hurt, etc. So if you are late, in the first place, try not to be late. Try to be on time. Your sunnahs also, everything be on time. But it happens sometimes you do get late toilets or you get held up or something, then don't run for the namaz. See that you come on and walking in a nice manner. So try and keep these points in mind also. We all will do that, inshallah. Inshallah. Subhanallah.